Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Demanded a trade a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he was looking for his money.
They say it went right down to the wire. I don't know if I should believe that at face value, but the Jets did offer something for him.
They did. Let's go to David in Denver real quick before shout-outs. Shout outs coming up in a minute. David in Denver, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? So here's the deal. I want it all, man. I want all of them, right? I want Debo, Ayuk. I want to run it back. I want this new kid, man. I want to see how it could go, like you're saying, Bonte. So, but, you know, also, I get the business side. I know things happen, but my main point of contention is I just feel like Debo is getting devalued somehow. Like, people calling me, just throwing him out there, like, he'll get you. This dude's a once-in-a-generational player, man. This dude has almost single-handedly won us playoff games, and everyone's just talking about him. And I love Brandon, too. Like I said, I want them all. But for me, I just don't understand how people talk about Debo even within, like, Niner Kingdom of, like, oh, you know, maybe he should be traded. Like, why would you want to trade this dude, man? Like, I get he has some injuries here and there, but everyone's got something. And so, like I said, I love them all. I just don't understand how Debo's getting talked about like he's almost like a throwaway. Like, yeah, let's just trade him and see what we can get for him. This dude is a baller, man. Who else in the league is like him? I asked you guys that. Who else is like him?
You know what? You know what, David? We've started to underrate Debo as a member of this football team because of what he can't do. And we focus on what he can't do so damn much. And it happened last year. But what can he do well? We can run you over. He can take your soul. In space, he is a problem with the football in his hands. In this offense, he still gets attention from other defenses. When they're game planning, he's on the top of that. It's Christian McCaffrey. How do we slow this joker down? Well, what about number 19 now, number one? Where the hell is he at? Because if he gets the ball in his hands, he's a problem. And we've seen him run routes. The whole myth about he can't run routes. Look, I know the Super Bowl was bad. He had a hamstring injury. But what about all the other games?
It does feel like the Super Bowl is the one that's sticking in everyone's head, almost in the same way, like, and he's way better than this guy, but in the same metaphoric way of a Harrison Barnes, where that performance at the end of the season is like the defining moment for the player in everyone's head heading into the offseason. It's unfair. Yeah, I would agree with.
Very unfair. Very unfair. All right. What's not unfair is Shameless Shoutouts, man. I'm looking forward to this week's edition of Shameless Shoutouts.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for Shameless Shoutouts. The Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels.
Oh, man. Shameless shout-out. Shameless shout-out, Shasky. I'm going to shout-out our boy Ryan Macchiana and the San Jose Earthquakes. How about that? A lot of people say the Earthquakes are cheap. Well, guess what? They just spent a club record $7 million to sign Argentine midfielder Hernan Lopez. They've been criticized a lot, but they make a move. He's the great nephew of Diego Maradona. Ha! Ha, the great Maradona. Let's go. Shout out to the Earthquakes. Shout out to Ryan Macchiana. You guys are doing the damn thing.
All right, I want to shout out my boy Chris Gajero because he's having a biopsy on his lung. He's going to be fine, but he's had some health issues. But more importantly, he is one of the coaches at University High School. They threw another no-hitter. It was a combined one. They won 10-0. Tate Gebhardt, if I'm saying that properly, threw two innings. Leo Fielder won. They're both freshmen. And then Jet Messenger combined for the no-no. Jet also had three hits and was last year's league MVP, batting over 500 this season. So right now, they're 8-0 in the BCL. University is in first place, 14-6 overall. And the playoffs for baseball for at university start May 8th. That's a shout-out for the University High School team here in San Francisco.
You know what? Let me do this. Get this out the way. I'm kidding. I'm not getting it out the way. A shout-out to my fiance. It's her birthday tomorrow. It's her birthday. We're spending the weekend in Calistoga. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get a little bougie. We're going to go broke. We're going to have some fun.
Nice.
It's her 21st birthday.
Wow, that's crazy.
25th.
I don't judge.
25th birthday.
Yeah, I would put it more in the 20s. It'd be a little more appropriate.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
We are now. Yeah, exactly.
28.
You're in the odd zone.
25 to 30, whatever it is. Go ahead, Spadone.
Shout out Tom Telesco. You know what? He made a draft pick that I actually don't hate. And that is a rarity if you are a Raider fan. I actually knew the guy they were drafting. It wasn't Alex Leatherwood. It wasn't Damon Arnett. It wasn't Carl Joseph, who I actually kind of heard of, but he was injured. It wasn't any of those guys. Hell, Khalil Mack, I didn't even know who the hell that guy was when he came out. Brock Bowers was the best player in college football the last two seasons. They couldn't get Penix. That sucks. I'm not mad at Brock Bowers.
I love Brock Bowers. Love Brock Bowers. Let's go. Love it. What you got?
Shout out the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Check out my interview with Jordan Hicks, now available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Sam, I want to also go down to the tank. Let's shout out the Sharks coach who was recently fired. I mean, it was all his fault.
Hold on, you got to
right?
say his name.
It was all his fault, right?
What's his name?
I don't even know his name.
He's a really good coach, though.
Like, yeah, he's really like Steve Clifford. He's the Steve Clifford of hockey. He's a good coach. They play hard for him.
David Quinn.
There
Dan
we go.
Dan Quinn's brother.
Shout him out because
Brady
honestly, it's his fault the team has no talent. It's his fault, right?
Poor guy.
He's a fall guy anyway.
So
Chris Carter.
Got a little text worldwide.
Chris Carter.
How about this one?
Chris Carter. It will never go down. I love
War YF. I'm getting word from my guys that Yak Harlow is the truth. They call it
Yak Harlow. I'm feeling that.
Yak Harlow.
Although Jack Harlow is one of the worst rappers in the game.
It's not even up for debate. And I'm not happy with him by remaking White Man Can't Jump. But you know what? First class up
he's
in
got
the
good
sky.
Beats. His songs
first
are good beats.
Yeah, he's terrible. When I saw him on Thanksgiving, I believe, when he was the Detroit Lions, it was the worst performance I've ever seen.
The kids love the beats.
Let's go to RJ.
Carl Lewis thought that performance was bad.
We got a lot of shout-outs here. Let's get to the shout-outs here.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
No, you're
I'm on fire here.
RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to shout out my wife, Ashley, for giving birth to a beautiful baby boy on April 9th. So he is a 49er baby.
Congratulations. What's his name?
Thanks, Jesse. His name's Robbie.
Let's go, Robbie.
So,
hell yeah.
Hey, Chef. Chassis, hey, feel free to send me some onesies, man. I need those. Slide in my DM.
Hey, bro. But, hey, on the real? I got boxes of onesies I will send to you, bro, on the real.
RJ, good stuff there. Let's go to Muna. Muna in San Francisco. What up, Muna?
What's up, Muna?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to shout out my Vallejo girls flag football team.
Nice.
That's a dynasty. Back-to-back titles. Beat Lowell this Saturday. And love the girls. I'm a teacher here and just want to shout them out for a great program.
My grandfather went to Balboa.
There you go.
Let's go.
Whenever you can beat Lowell, that's a good thing. Beat Lowell. That's my rival. They're another rival. Battle of the Birds.
It bothers me.
Battle of the Birds.
Yeah, you can laugh all you want to. Forget
no, I love that. I never heard Battle of the Birds.
Yeah. You don't pay attention to public school league. That's why. It's all about SI. Henry Erden.
Well, I didn't go to SI. My wife went to SI.
Yeah, but you rep SI.
Oh, where? My niece is there. My niece is there.
Shout out to Angelique for the
girls. And she has a prom on Saturday. All the kids have prom right now. So her prom is on Saturday. And Michelle wants us to go over so LJ could take photos with Megan before her prom.
She's got a prom date?
She went the week before to Sacred Hearts with a kid. I think it was the Vigo kid.
Oh, wow.
They went to prom together.
Oh,
yeah.
She's got
very cute. Yeah.
Wow.
She's doing well for herself.
She's
congratulations,
well,
Maggie.
She's like
wheeling and dealing like a John Lynch the draft.
Damn. Let's go to City Chops.
What's up, City Chops?
What's up, Bonte? What's up, Joe?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I just want to shout out. My daughter had a medical emergency on Monday morning. And shout out to crew at General Hospital.
Yeah.
Shout out to crew at UCSF. Mission Bay, man. My daughter's good. CT, MRI came back negative, man. Thank God. And Saturday, I'm giving away 200 free sandwiches. In San Francisco, just look at my Instagram and you'll see.
Oh, okay. Hey,
chopped cheese.
200 free sandwiches.
I'll be at West Sunset. Make your way to West Sunset. I could go for one of them sandwiches. 9 o'clock game.
I'm going to be in the Fillmore.
Yeah, you'll be in my hood.
Well, then
you'll
I'll be in Kimball at 2 o'clock.
There you go.
So if you're still there, I have a 2 o'clock game at Kimball. You know, I spend more time in the Fillmore than Bonte these days.
You
so
do.
You can catch me there.
Those are facts. Those are facts. Coach of Los Altos. What up, Coach? Long time no see. I hope you recover from that long walk in Las Vegas.
Hey, man, I can't tell you. I'm just now recuperating from the Super Bowl, but I want to shout out Bonte, Chasky, and the whole 95.7 crew.
Oh, man, the phone line truck, that was going to be a drop. Call back, coach, if you can. Call right back. Thomas San Jose. Dude, we got a special guest on the line. Thomas San Jose, what's happening?
Yo, what's up? I just wanted to shout out my big brother, Joey. He's the one who told me about you guys, and now I listen every morning.
Nice.
You guys are beasts. He's a beast. He's a man. I'll keep it short. Poopa pee-pee out.
Let's go. Feeling that
right now. By the way, Josina Anderson reporting that the Patriots have had trade discussions about Deebo Samuel prior to the NFL draft. In general, the teams explore potential transactions with other clubs. Finding middle ground on compensation can be challenging. There are always many considerable factors on why the price should possibly be one thing or another, but this was before the draft that the Patriots acquired about Deebo Samuel.
They have the number 2 pick in the second round.
Oh my God.
Let's go to our main man, Duke of the City.
What's up, Duke?
What's happening?
Come on, man. Y'all know what it is, man, with the family, man. Come on, man. Debo's like the dude, like some cold sweet cheddar. In the 90 uniform, he sure looked better. You were smoking what we used to. Hick and George Kittle coming through. He in neutral. Morning roast, butter toast. You're listening to Tay and Shasky. They are our hosts. Hey, look, do not mess with this team. We'll take the young receiver. Let him do what he do. Get a couple of DBs, you know what I mean? We need an offensive lineman, somebody to block Brock Purdy, man. And we gone, let's go. Happy birthday to Anna and everybody else out there, man. Y'all have a blessed weekend, man. It's the Niner Mob. Let's do it. I love y'all.
Let's go, Duke! Duke in the city. Duke in the city. With that said.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Pragmatic pessimist. Need a shout out for Casey, D'Lo, and Sack. If they hadn't hated the Warriors so much, I would have never found you guys on this show. Shout out to Casey and D'Lo.
Wait a minute. If they had not hated the Warriors so much, I wouldn't have found your show. Yeah. I still don't get how he found us.
He's hate listening.
Oh.
He wants to hate listen.
I see.
Hate like listen. A cobra.
Shout out 650, the goddaughter Anastasia, who's having back surgery today. I hope she's okay.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're good too, Anastasia. Yeah.
We'll say a prayer for you.
Yep. Yeah. I will too.
He said, will.
Yeah. Oh, will? Oh,
yeah. I thought you said we will.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good stuff. We will.
Yeah.
We will pray.
See, I'm always thinking about team. Together, everyone achieves more.
Oh, no.
You know?
Until we get Herm Edwards on, you're like, hey, coach, me, you, coaching clinic, I coach CYO, yada, yada, yada. Joel Embiid. Dude,
this is serious.
Dude.
How is he doing this?
Bell's palsy? The timetable, standard timetable to recover from Bell's palsy is 2 weeks to 6 months. He's been dealing with the conditions since to play a game. He's got it on the left side of his face.
He scored 50.
Paralyzes your face. You can't blink in the left eye. And he scored 50 last night. And he's got one leg.
It's unbelievable.
This guy's a stud. I
hope he's okay long term.
Yeah, same here. I swear to God, I always wanted him over Giannis. This guy's a player, man. I love Joel Embiid. What a performance last night. Sixers get a win. Fighting Kate Scott's. By the way, Will O'Hara, late shout out here. Will O'Hara, it's his birthday. It's from Dacre D. It's birthday, Will O'Hara. Shout out to Will O'Hara.
I hope your birthday's booming.
I hope your birthday's booming. All right, that was the injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises, the one and only. We play to win the game. Herm Edwards, joining the roast, top of the hour.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.